scroll down the aisle too. I used to carry in my Bible all the time a list of blessings, and I wrote in my tiniest handwriting so I could get more on each page. They're just that big word, you know, manifold. There are so many blessings that I could be grateful for, but today I want to especially talk about worship, because I think it's one of the ways God made me. He made me to worship. I think he made all of us to worship. I would start with this verse from 1 Chronicles 16. It's verse 29. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And as I was looking up that verse, I scrolled down to Psalms 29:2, and it says the same thing. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And then if you go on to Psalm 96:9, it says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I think when God repeats things, it's for an emphasis, so we get the message, you know. God wants us to come and worship. He desires our worship. But in turn, worship is when I feel God's presence the most. And if there is one thing I've come to desire in my life more than anything, it's God's presence. All my years growing up, music was what really touched my soul. And we did a lot of singing in our house. I grew up with four sisters, and we had an old pump organ that my mom would take time out of busy farm life on Sunday afternoons, our day of rest, to sit at the organ so the five of us could sing together, which is a really special memory to me. And in school, I loved my chorus classes the most. And one year in high school, I went to Russellville, small school, not far from here, 15 miles west of here. And one year, we were going to get to do a choral concert with all the other outlying small schools. And so all of us were given the music to practice for a month or two before the night we were going to present. And when we had done all of that practicing, we met together on a Saturday at the school of Eugene. And we had a professor, Dr. Mitchell, come from Lincoln University, who directed us all as we sang together. So I don't know how many of us there were, but there were lots. You know, I'm sure there might have been 100, probably a couple hundred singers. And so that was my first taste, I thought, of what maybe it might be a little inkling of what it would be like in heaven when there are multitudes of believers worshiping around the throne with angels. So my great delight and thankfulness today is for worship.